real-life violence and the pain it causes a family is where this next story begins. It winds up somewhere more surreal, at the intersection of art and cyberspace. A young man's outrage at a crime against his sister has made its way from the local news, around the internet, and onto the pop charts. NPR's Zoe Chase reports on the Bed Intruder song.
It started with a news report about an attempted rape in Huntsville, Alabama.
The reporter is, very, very straight-laced and, you know, tells you, she's just doing her job.
Kenyatta Cheese tracks internet memes. He's going to help me tell this story.
Kelly Dodson was asleep with her little girl inside their apartment on Webster Drive when
I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects.
The camera pans around the apartment. There's broken glass. The bed is stripped. It's a pretty grim scene.
And then we cut to Antoine Dodson.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
Antoine Dodson, the victim's brother, is popping out of the screen. You can't take your eyes off him. He doesn't seem like a victim of a crime. He seems like an improbable star of a show. He waves his finger in the camera's face.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
And he is the most charismatic, just effervescent, elusive man. He's upset.
We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know now, so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
WAFF in Huntsville posted the news report online.
People were just saying, oh my God, you have to see this, you have to see this. It was being posted to Facebook. People were sharing the link on Twitter.
He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up.
The Gregory brothers, who do auto-tune the news, got hold of it. They usually take reports from people like Katie Couric and slap a heavy coat of auto-tune gloss on it. This time,
people start taking the Gregory Brothers video and remixing that.
The Gregory Brothers encouraged people to re-record their own versions.
He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them.
Like that chick and this short guy with a really big accordion.
He's climbing your window, he's snatching your people up.
This sweet, smiling kid with a Japanese guitar. And these older and larger bearded men, not wearing enough clothes.
We have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
The Gregory brothers of Auto-Tune called Antoine up, as did I.
Hi there.
Hi, is that Antoine?
Yes, ma'am.
They said to him, we want to take this Bed Intruder song and sell it.
And I was like, man, that's fun. That's cool. I like the song, whatever. Yeah, we should do that.
In the week that the Bed Intruder song has been on iTunes, more than 11,000 people have bought the song. It traveled to number 3 on the iTunes chart for R&B singles.
It is a song like other songs that you could listen to at a party, for instance. It's catchy. It has a really good hook.
Jason King is a music professor at NYU. He's wary about the song's popularity.
There's a way in which the aesthetics of black poverty, the way they talk and they speak and they look, sort of becomes this fodder for humor, you know, without any interest in the context or the conditions by which families actually live.
Some people do take it to be a joke. Preferably, I don't, and neither does my sister, and neither does my family. We don't take it as a joke. It's funny. We laugh at it all the time. We watch the videos and we listen to the song over and over and over again, but it doesn't change the fact that this was a serious event.
Antoine Dodson stands to make some serious money. He and the Gregory brothers are splitting the profits from the single. There are T-shirt sales. There are commercials. He's got a lot of offers.
Hopefully a lot of TV. I love to be in front of the camera.
Antoine Dodson's definitely gotten the message out, but the Huntsville cops haven't yet caught the attempted rapist. Zoe Chase, NPR News.